You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in to a brand new year. This is Dr. Edvige, and you are listening to Affirmations for Living, where it's all about affirming a better way of living. And I truly appreciate you being here. Today is a really special day. As we begin a new year, we always have these ideas of how we want to start the new year, right? All of our resolutions and all of these things. And so today is really special because we're going to be speaking about our health. And that's really important part of creating. It's an important part of how we see ourselves. We have to see ourselves as perfect, whole, and complete. And so this is something that we can add to that so that we can be sure that we are perfect, whole, and complete. So in this new year, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself happy, creating the life that you desire? Because as you know, we've stepped onto the new earth. And what does that look like for you? Have you done enough letting go so that now your cup is half full and you can start to put in all those things that you want to create? How do you see yourself moving in the new year? A really important question, because we are creating as we go now. There's no longer the past. We have to let go of what the future might look like and be in this now moment. And so as we are in this present moment, I say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for turning up. Now let's take a breath. Let's just release all of the cares of the day and be mindful in this moment, for this is an important message today in this next hour. I want you to hear it clearly with an open heart so that you will receive what you need to get in this day. And of course, if you like what you hear, please spread the word and tell your friends. And if there's something in particular that you'd like to discuss this year, or you want to hear more about any particular topic, then please email me at edvige@affirmationsforliving.net. So I invite everyone to call in today for your whatever questions you may have, because our guest, I'm sure, will answer it to the best of his ability, and it's going to be awesome. That call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. Now, my guest today is Tom Palladino. He's going to present a pathogen cleanse. What he does is remote scalar energy healing. This is fascinating. I had the pleasure of meeting Tom this past November in California at the New Earth Expo. And that in and of itself was an amazing event. And I'm just so blessed beyond words to all of the people that I met, Tom being one of them. And the work that he does is just phenomenal. How this scalar energy works, he's going to explain how he's tapped really into the sun. But it disassembles pathogens like herpes, people suffering so much with these things, with hepatitis C, with candida, Lyme disease, and over 7,000 pathogens that can make us chronically ill. In addition to the pathogen cleanse, Tom offers a nutrient therapy. His scalar instrument can deliver over 120 nutrients to assist the body to recover. And lastly, he does a chakra balance. And we know how important our chakra system is to harmonize the body, reduce pain and inflammation and discomfort. So what an amazing opportunity this is today to really listen to this information and to understand that there are so many wonderful new tools that are holistic in nature that it can assist us in this body, mind, spirit, bringing it into harmony. So without further ado, Tom's waiting on the line, and I want to bring you in now because I just have to thank you for being here. And once again, Happy New Year. So many blessings to you for the work that you're doing. Thank you for joining me today, Tom.
Good evening, Advige, and Happy New Year to everybody in the listening audience.
Very cool. So this is just amazing. You know, when I met you in California and you were talking about this, it was, you know, it took a minute to wrap my head around it because there's a lot to it. Can you just briefly tell us who you are and what provoked you to take this journey?
Sure, by all means. I work with Scalar Energy. I am a researcher of Scalar Energy, which is the energy of the sun. Our sun of our solar system is broadcasting this unique energy, scalar energy. It's all around us. Mm-hmm. I've been on this journey now for 25 years, and I am doing this, I believe it's God's will for me and for others. And the intent of this is to improve our lives. Scalar energy offers a great promise to mankind. Once mankind realizes that this energy does exist, it's quite versatile. It has many applications. My design is to introduce this energy, scalar energy, to the world for the betterment of mankind. To give you an indication, the term scalar energy is also synonymous with zero point energy or chi or prana. Many people have heard of this energy. Mm-hmm. It is simply coming into vogue now. Through my research and from my study, I have concluded there are two energies in the universe. There is the electromagnetic spectrum, and we work with that all day, electricity and magnetism. But there's another energy that the world does not recognize yet, and that is scalar energy. And again, scalar energy permeates the universe. It is the energy of the sun. It's the energy of stars. So we are surrounded. We are immersed in this sunlight, this starlight. And that is my journey, and that's what we're going to hopefully discuss tonight at length.
Oh, absolutely. And so 25 years ago, you began this journey. What, you know, for me, I'm always wanting to know the personal. What were you thinking to say, okay, all of a sudden I want to start to research the energy of the sun? Was there a moment, an aha moment, that brought you to that place?
Good point. There were many aha moments. There were many eureka moments. yes, through my studies, I had concluded that there was another energy that the world was not grasping. I had studied great scientists such as Nikola Tesla, and I was always, if you will, emboldened by his research and his work. And secondly, I've had the good fortune of, over the years, various mystics have given me direction, messages, principally from Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary, to continue my research. So with this two-pronged approach, if you will, human ingenuity, invention, etc., and secondly, mysticism, these messages from heaven that were promptings to me, that were a sense of encouragement for it to continue on with this research, I now find myself this year, 2014, at the threshold of being able to introduce to mankind this promising energy.
Beautiful. Wow. You know, and that's so amazing and so wonderful because it's sole purpose, and you've been divinely guided by Jesus and Mother Mary. And so that's just wonderful because now I understand why you're doing it, because we all have that sole purpose. And as our audience is listening, you know, I do energy work and activations and what have you, and there's someone who'll do something else. And so we all have sole purpose. And when you do the work to connect into that higher aspect of yourself, and then it is revealed. And so for you as a researcher, it was to bring forth this scalar energy to the world. That's just phenomenal. So now, how did you get interested in disassembling pathogens?
I knew that this energy had so many applications, so I concentrated, I focused on health initially.
Okay.
And it's come to my conclusion that scalar energy is responsible for all physical matter. Let me explain that. When God issued the command, let there be light, with that, with scalar light, scalar energy, that served as the instructions for the physical universe to form, to assemble. Light serves as the instructions for physical matter to form and maintain a geometry. So I came to the conclusion that scalar energy was that light that God commanded to come into existence, and with that light, the universe takes shape. Now, if I can work with scalar light, I will be able to either assemble physical matter or disassemble physical matter. I've extrapolated those thoughts, and in practice, I've developed a technique in which I can disassemble matter with scalar energy. I've perfected that technique with microorganisms, with germs. I am able to disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi, and protozoan. Now, these are common pathogens that afflict mankind. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, if I can, on the fundamental level, at the quantum state level, if I can disassemble, break apart a pathogen, I can thereby remove the cause, the underlying cause of pathogenic infection. In so doing, by eradicating the pathogen, you alleviate the suffering. And as you alluded to earlier in the program, I've had very good success the past summer working with people who were herpes positive. They had infection with the herpes virus. And subsequent to these scalar energy treatments, people have now reported to me that they no longer have fever blisters. They no longer have cold sores on their lips. That the symptoms of herpes infection have abated. For many of them, the symptoms have disappeared entirely. Now, I take that as an indication that, indeed, scalar energy has served to disassemble, to break apart mm-hmm. the herpes virus. And in so doing, the symptoms of that infection will, in many cases, disappear entirely.
How long is the process?
I offer a 30-day treatment regimen, and usually within that first 30 day, that 30-day cycle of treatments, we see remarkable results. It's my contention that the correct harmonic of scalar energy, once it's directed into the body, will indeed break apart, disassemble a pathogen. Many times, I believe the technique is so refined and so precise that a pathogen should be disassembled instantaneously. So with that in mind, with this instrument that I've developed, I believe we've broached a new science, if you will, a new technique in order to address pathogenic infection. It's very, very promising, very exciting.
I'll say. Now, I listened to one of your, because I do believe it's Thursday night, you actually have a call-in question, a Q&A. And I was listening one evening, and someone had mentioned that they had gotten a little outbreak at the onset of the treatment. And you explain how it sort of brings it up in your system as that last hurrah, if you will, and as it's being dissolved or disassembled. Can you explain a little bit about how that works?
Yes, and I've observed that last hurrah with many people with herpes infection. Once the virus has been disassembled, it seems to send out a message, some type of chemical signaling to the body, a final symptom, if you will, a final hurrah, if you will, as you expressed it. That final symptom usually diminishes quickly over time. And that's an indication that the virus is no longer viable. If the symptom had persisted for any prolonged period of time, that's an indication that the virus was still alive and vibrant within the body. To the contrary, we see that this last hurrah, these final expressions, these final set of symptoms will quickly abate and then disappear, not to appear again. Okay, what do we construe from that? Most likely that the virus, in this case the herpes virus, has indeed been disassembled, transmuted into simpler building blocks, such as elements of sulfur, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen. With that said, and the fact that symptoms, again, do not reoccur, the symptoms abate, and in many cases disappear entirely, we have an indication that the virus has indeed been eradicated, and the people no longer are suffering from herpes infection.
That's amazing. So now, in addition to herpes, there's so many other pathogens and things that Scalar works on. Could you just share some other
illnesses? Sure, by all means.
Okay.
Many people will come to me, and perhaps they've been diagnosed by the medical community, or for some reason the pathogen that they're suffering from remains undetected, undiagnosed. I have a process which I call a pathogenic cleansing of each. Mm-hmm. I will address over 7,500 different species of pathogens. So that's a collection of over 7,500 species of viruses, bacteria, protozoan, etc., fungi, in which during the Scalar Energy sessions, I will instruct my instrument to disassemble any combination of those germs that somebody might be infected with. This is known as the pathogenic cleanse. And the reason I can do that, it's very simple, and once again, it's a primal force in nature, so I'm working at the quantum level. I am able to instruct my Scalar Energy instrument as if it were a computer or a car or a television. It is a true cause and effect scenario that I'm working with. And with the technique that I've developed and perfected over the years, I am able to not only address the herpes virus, but again, over 7,500 different pathogens that are common infections, common the causative agent of so many pathogenic disease. Now, with that said, to be able to eradicate bacteria, fungi, viruses, protozoan, that in some cases represent systemic infection, infection that people have been carrying for years, most people respond very favorably, and most people realize within the first month, by virtue of the fact that we have indeed disassembled and eradicated these germs, their health improves, some of them significantly, within the first month.
That's amazing. And so a couple of questions are coming to mind. How long do you want to continue this? So if you're feeling good within the first month, the odds are you want to continue this ongoing for how long, indefinitely, because it's, is it building every month or every day that you get this done? How does that work? How often do you treat?
That's a great point. I leave that up to the individual. Many people feel that this has now become a part of their health regimen, and that they want to continue on an ongoing basis, month after month, to be treated with Scalar Energy. Some people would like to perhaps have a hiatus, maybe take a month or two off, and then revisit the treatments later, 2 or 3 months down the road. I would say invariably, the greater majority of people that I work with, that I treat, invariably, most of them re-sign within the first 2 to 3 months. They see the efficacy. They feel better. On account of the fact that they feel better, most, the majority of the people will revisit me and once again ask to be cleansed of pathogens on an ongoing basis. It's a godsend as far as I'm concerned. It holds so much promise to mankind.
Now, in my intro, I also mentioned that you do a nutrient protocol, as well as chakra balancing. So if we would just briefly go over those two things as well, please?
Sure. Again, with scalar energy, a primal force in the universe, I'm able to instruct my instrument to assemble matter, to bring together, to coalesce matter. I've developed a technique in which I can assemble nutrients. I'm able to assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, phytochemicals, and fatty acids inside the body. Now, as scalar energy is, again, a primal force, a fundamental force, I'm able to instruct this energy, to command this energy to form at the cellular level over 120 essential nutrients that the body needs. So with this life force energy, with this instrument that I have developed, I am able to assemble 120 essential nutrients at the cellular level, thereby assuring people that they're going to get the proper delivery of nutrients, of micronutrients that are necessary for mental and physical health. Again, one of the wonders of scalar energy, you can instruct scalar energy to assemble micronutrients inside the body.
That in itself is so amazing, because the money you save on buying supplements and wondering if you're getting a quality supplement or not, you know, this, you seems to me that you're bypassing, and you know for sure that you're getting exactly what your body needs.
Yes, and I would agree with that. Light is fundamental, and light represents the perfect interpretation of matter, if you will. So in order to assemble something in the body, you would need what? Scalar light working at the quantum level, thereby creating, assembling these 120 micronutrients that are, again, essential to mental and physical health. Many people have reported over the past 2 years that they feel that finally they have the nutritional support that they've been waiting for, that they've been longing for. And I could believe that, and to be quite candid about the matter, I don't think there's a better delivery system of micronutrients. When you deliver a micronutrient by way of light, I think that is superior to any other type of modality in which the body would have to assimilate and then distribute those micronutrients.
Exactly.
To the contrary, scalar energy will assemble inside the cell the micronutrient itself. There is no assimilation. There is no distribution by the bloodstream. To the contrary, it's a perfect delivery system at the cellular level by way of this fundamental light source.
Okay, so now tell me a little bit about the chakra and how it works on the chakra system, please.
Okay. I have a third modality that I offer, which is a chakra balancing. There are 7 chakras in the human body. Western medicine does not recognize a chakra, probably by virtue of the fact that a chakra is composed of scalar energy. We've heard of the chakra system. It's common knowledge that there are chakras. A chakra is a scalar energy processing point. We have 7 points, 7 bases of communication within our body, and those chakras are indeed scalar energy processing points. Now, with my scalar energy instrument, I have observed that with sufficient scalar energy, I am able to balance the 7 chakras, thereby producing in many people some sense of emotional calmness or tranquility. Many people respond to a chakra balancing by sleeping better. I've been able to reverse insomnia. Many people report to me that they have a greater sense of calm, that their anxiety has been lifted or their depression has been suppressed. All of this I attribute to scalar energy, working on the chakras, the 7 chakras, and correcting the imbalance that so many of us have in our seven chakras. If you can correct and balance the seven chakras and do so with scalar energy, this will portend a more pacific, a more tranquil, if you will, emotional disposition.
Okay, so that explains why I've been sleeping better. Thank you. I was wondering, I'm like, what happened? I'm actually sleeping better.
Wonderful. That's one of the telltale signs that you have experienced this chakra balancing, that your body has responded accordingly, and many people do indeed experience more meaningful sleep, a deeper sleep pattern, with fewer interruptions. People have told me that finally they can get 4 or 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Even the dream state seems to be enhanced by way of scalar energy.
I would have to agree. I definitely have gotten, it seems now, 4 to 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep, which for me is amazing because it's been, you know, every 2 hours getting up, seeing colors, everything going on. But now it's much more restful, much more peaceful. And as I'm waking, it's just a peaceful watching the colors as opposed to not being able to sleep at all. So I am just forever grateful on that aspect of it. Yeah. So
it is fascinating. I'll say even myself, I've had in the past 3 months very vivid dreams. I've been able to potentiate to increase the energy on my instrument. And my dream state alone has just been fantastic. I have these vivid dreams at night. I am sleeping better. It's a much more restful sleep for me, inclusive.
Wonderful. So now, whom have you worked with over the years to find your way?
I have worked with the general public. I'm offering this to the general public. Over the years, I'm sure I've treated at least 20 to 25,000 people with scalar energy. It's always been a good experience. And the reason I say that without equivocation is I'm working with sunlight, starlight. Again, the sun, our stars, are scalar energy. They emit scalar energy in abundance. Well, I have been able to capture this natural energy, this primal force in nature. And in so many respects, I am comparing my instrument, a scalar energy instrument, to that of a miniature sun. I have in my possession a miniature sun. I have an instrument that acts like the sun of our solar system, that will broadcast, that will propagate this natural energy, this life-enhancing energy. And with this instrument, I've been able to indeed improve the health, again, mental and physical health of so many people. This is the promise. This is the great promise that is unfolding. Scalar energy should indeed transform our lives. I predict that once mankind embraces scalar energy, it should improve the lifestyle of so many people around the world. This should improve our lifestyle to the point that we will be able to change the course of human history for the better.
So when do you think the mainstream will catch up with your discovery?
I hope this year, Advich. I hope this year. I am having such great success with pathogenic cleansing. So many people are receiving reports after under diagnostic testing. They find that so many viruses no longer are present, that there's no viral load of the herpes virus, or for that matter, for the HIV virus. Uh-huh. Well, if that indeed is the case, then that opens the door for what? For addressing all types of pathogenic infection. Millions of people around the world obviously are suffering from these pathogenic diseases. I hope that this radio program and perhaps other radio programs will serve as this, if you will, this launching pad, that people will, again, embrace this energy and start working towards this development. That's my goal this year, to
Wonderful.
See that scalar energy finds its way into the mainstream.
It needs to. We have a caller, so let's bring her on, and then we're going to continue. This is fascinating. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, Edwige.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Tom, this is Heather. I've been working with you for a little for a little under a month. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
My comment is, can you talk a little bit about the healing crisis that people might experience when they begin the process? I think you mentioned it a little bit when you talked about the virus going through one last hurrah. And my question is, what do you see as the future for scalar energy in terms of, do you ever see a time when people might have an individual unit in their home that they can use to take charge of their own healing? And I'll listen offline.
Sure.
Thank you.
Those are great questions. I would hope that within the next 5 to 10 years that scalar energy would come into vogue, and that with that, people, well, products would be developed, not only for healing, but for other applications, and that we would be able to see individuals, yes, be able to control and to work with scalar energy instruments. That's my goal. I obviously don't want to keep this to myself. I would not be making these public proclamations on a public radio broadcast. What we have to really see is a groundswell of support. And any enterprise, and you'll hear me say this time and time again, will take time, talent, and treasure. People will have to get together. They will have to marshal some time, talent, and treasure in order to promote this. This will indeed someday be an industry. I foresee a very profitable, very broad-based industry. My prediction is that scalar energy will be as popular as computer science one day. That day is coming. So that's your second question. Now to address the first question. When I perform a pathogenic cleanse, I have observed that there is some type of change within that person almost immediately. Why? Well, we're disassembling, we're breaking apart so many germs that cause discomfort over the years and for many people served as some type of systemic infection. Now, with that said, some people in some cases might have a mild diarrhea. Why? Well, you've eliminated these millions of germs that had infected the colon that were in some way blocking regular biological processes. So as a healing occurs and as we see the body eliminating these pathogens, in some cases you might have a mild diarrhea in some people. Others will experience, again, this last hurrah, as Advij had expressed. Some people will feel the final symptoms of the disease for a week or two as the body is getting rid of these germs, these bacteria, viruses, etc. You will indeed have this final set of symptoms, these final set of expressions, if you will, from these pathogens as they're being eradicated from the body. Now, my experience is these final symptoms, this last hurrah, is short-lived. Why? Because the pathogen has been disassembled. It has been eradicated. The fact that the pathogen no longer exists, we have transmuted the underlying cause of these diseases. And in so doing, we no longer have this trigger, if you will. We no longer have this underlying cause in our body. The body usually responds favorably within 2 to 3 weeks. Within a month or so, most people no longer have these symptoms, or the symptoms are on their way out. That is the great promise. It is a painless procedure, and there is indeed a discernible change, a shift in the body's health. Many people will realize this, and it should be welcomed. Why? It's therapeutic. It's a cathartic process.
You know what? That brings to mind a question. And thank you, caller, for that. That was wonderful. So what's so important now as we are clearing these pathogens, you know, it makes your nutrient therapy that much more important because we've had these issues in our bodies and this is such an important factor in building it back up. Do you suggest a change in diet or drinking, you know, more water or anything that the client could do to help this process along and really help to, you know, strengthen their body? Because some people have had these pathogens for a very long time.
Sure, good point. I would always advocate the following, and this is simply common sense. I think it's prudent to drink water, clean, potable water. There are some people that follow that rubric. Some of us do not drink enough water. Depending on your age and your weight and your physical activity, some people might want to drink 3, 4, 5, 6 glasses of water a day. That all really is your decision, and you have to, again, be prudent on your water intake. I am sure that by drinking clean, potable water, that would in some way help flush out and, if you will, would serve as a means to abet this pathogenic cleansing. Mm-hmm. And then also, as a general rule of thumb, we should always be eating fruits and vegetables. Let's avoid junk food. We've heard this before. I won't expand on this too much tonight, but food is our medicine. And we really have to protect our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of God. And in so doing, let's eat natural, wholesome food. That, to me, is going to help us recover. And that will be a sustained recovery in which food, proper diet, nutrition, moderate exercise, a prayer life or some type of meditation, all of that factors into our wellness, into our well-being.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is about the body, mind, and spirit. So now, what are your top accomplishments with remote scalar healing in, say, the last 2 years?
I would have to say the last year, 2013, mm-hmm. I perfected the technique to disassemble viruses. A virus is very difficult. It's not like a unicelled microorganism. A virus has a protein shell that protects the nucleic acid. In order to get into the virus and to disassemble the nucleic acid, the RNA or DNA, I had to incorporate a new technique. Now, I believe I have succeeded. I've had a number of people who've gone for HIV testing, as well as testing for the herpes virus, even cytomegalovirus. People have taken a test, a PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction test. And invariably, all of these tests, this is a highly accurate test. It's used in the court of law. Some people call it DNA testing. A polymerase chain reaction test will detect a viral load in a person. Invariably, everybody that I've treated with Scalar Energy who has submitted to a PCR test, the results have come back negative.
Wow.
There is no viral load that was detected by this PCR test. That in itself is a watershed event. I would believe that that will be really a benchmark event in medical science someday, that it will be recognized that this technique is indeed destroying viruses.
That's just amazing. So, you know, earlier I had someone ask a question on Facebook. They said that they weren't local, actually out of the country, and they were wondering how they could participate in this. And so can you explain why does Scalar Energy influence our body when a photo is used?
Sure. When I work with Scalar Energy, I work principally, I should say exclusively, by way of a photograph. I treat people by way of their photograph. People do not have to be physically present. And the best way I can describe that is your photograph works along the same scenario by way of analogy as that of a cell phone call or perhaps a radio. A cell phone or a radio represent a voice pattern or represent speech, if you will, a speech pattern. In other words, I can take a cell phone and transmit energy to another cell phone. I am transmitting my voice over a long distance, but there's no physical wire connecting the two people speaking on each end of the cell phone. Likewise, I treat people, I administer scalar energy by way of a photograph. Your photograph, when it's placed inside my scalar energy instrument, will represent you. And that photograph will allow me to broadcast energy to you, scalar energy to you, just as if I was to call you on a cell phone, or just as if you were to receive a radio communication with, by way of a portable radio. So to answer that question and to address this issue, scalar energy does not behave like electricity. It is unique. It is different. I have observed that scalar energy will allow me to access a person by way of their photograph. I can treat you anywhere in the world by virtue of the fact that I have your photograph. That is one of the wonders of scalar energy.
I'll have to agree with that. That's just mind-blowing when you think about being treated for all of these pathogens, viruses, getting your vitamins and supplements through your photo. Wow. I mean, that's just phenomenal. And talk about a change in the medical field. I mean, that just changes everything. How many people can you help in one remote scalar session then?
That's another excellent question. Presently, I'm working with about 3,000 people a day.
Whoa.
Yes, thank you. I'm quite busy. I believe with the proper infrastructure in place, I'm sure we could increase that tenfold or even 100-fold. I believe that we could someday probably treat 300,000, half a million people a day. All I need is their photograph. So if you can imagine, if I can assume those photographs and then in some way collate those photographs appropriately by way of computer programming, I could easily accept 1,000 photographs a day. Over the span of a month, I could easily treat, 30,000 people within a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. If I'm working with an extended crew of people, I'm sure I could double, triple that. I foresee in the future that we will be able to treat 100,000, 200,000 people a day with scalar energy by virtue of their photograph. That is how we're going to access these people around the world.
Wow, that is just amazing. Times are changing, to say the least. Imagine having this conversation back in 1950. Unheard of. Unheard of.
Precisely. They just would not grasp it.
No, not at all.
No.
So now, is it a good idea for the entire family to receive remote scalar sessions?
I think so. We offer family packages, and we do so in order to have the entire family obviously get well. And it's just really a good backdrop, if you will. If one person in the family will better from this, why not the whole family? So mm-hmm. with that in mind, we have an offering today in which we will treat groups of three, groups of five, groups of seven. Another thing that I've noticed with families, since we live close by within the same home with our family members, we usually share germs. We're sharing germs amongst one another. So this pathogenic cleansing that I propose is not only going to help one person in the family, but it's going to cleanse the entire family, including cats and dogs and birds. So with that, and set again within this local environment, the family, I think it's really advantageous not just to treat one person in the family, but everybody.
Including your pets?
Yes, including the cats and the dogs. I have great success in treating out germs in cats and dogs and horses and birds, etc. It all makes sense. We are sharing germs back and forth with one another, and sometimes our pets are participating in that transmission of germs, by all means.
Well, and aren't we all just energy? So it would make sense. Energy is energy. Wow. Just amazing. So for those listening and not fully understanding scalar energy exactly, how do you build a scalar wave? First of all, what is a scalar wave? And then how do you build that?
Sure, that's another great question. A scalar wave, if you will, looks like a DNA coil. A scalar wave is a double helix. It's not sinusoidal in composition. It's to use a technical term, it's a phase-conjugated wave. And the best way to describe that, it's if you look at the DNA of our body, you can see how this is a double helix, how it coils, how it's almost like a corkscrew, if you will. That is the true composition of scalar energy. A scalar wave is a phase-conjugated wave, or to make it simple, it's a DNA-like wave. It's a double helix. Now, through my studies, I've come to the conclusion that all energy of the universe originates as scalar energy. The stars, our sun, are the originators of light. Light originates from these celestial bodies. All light, all energy, begins as scalar light, as scalar energy. Now, in some cases, that scalar energy will degrade into electricity and magnetism. It is my contention that electricity is an inferior energy. Electricity is quite inferior to that of scalar energy. I could cite the fact that scalar energy does not weaken over time and distance. What do I mean by that? The term is entropy. Scalar energy will never lose its signal. If I were to broadcast a scalar energy signal, that signal would perpetuate for eternity. Now, to the contrary, if you're going to broadcast an electrical signal, that signal will have a short lifespan and eventually die off. That's known as entropy. Mm-hmm. This is the great promise of scalar energy. Scalar energy, as I said, is sunlight and starlight. Sunlight and starlight is eternal light. It never weakens. It does not experience entropy. So my point is this. Why not work with a light source that has essentially an infinite supply? Scalar energy is superabundant. It would represent a very inexpensive source of energy for mankind. Secondly, scalar energy does not weaken over distance. If we were to use scalar energy for our telephones, for our satellite TVs, this signal would never weaken. We would never have any static. It would be a perfect signal. We would have perfect telephone communication. We would never drop a cell phone call. Secondly, we would not need cell phone towers. Scalar energy does not rely upon satellites. Why? Scalar energy is capable of traveling through the Earth. This has been demonstrated before. You can take a scalar energy device and you could treat somebody on the other side of the planet. I frequently treat people in Australia or New Zealand. My scalar energy instrument takes a signal and will transmit that signal directly through the Earth without any attenuation of the signal. The signal does not weaken. So imagine if we could do that with TV and with radio. Imagine if we could call up anybody in the world on a cell phone. We don't need a cell phone tower. We don't need a satellite. Why? Because scalar energy will go from one point to another, from point A to point B, without any weakening of its signal. It's mind-boggling what you could do with this energy.
So then it also says that it's cleaner. It's safer.
It is safer. There is no residue. There is no footprint. There's no such thing as a waste product to it. It's, again, it's the clean, natural energy of the sun and or the stars. Sunlight, starlight, is pure, natural, unadulterated, perfect energy.
Wow. So then what is a scalar wave?
A scalar wave is simply a term to describe this phase-conjugated, this corkscrew configuration of energy. Again, the best way to look at scalar energy, it looks like a DNA coil.
Okay.
Meaning what? Scalar energy is not a particle. It is a actual wave. It is a phase-conjugated propagation of energy. And again, its source is the sun or the stars of the universe.
So then another question I have then is this. You know, there's HARP, there's chemtrails, there's all sorts of messing up frequencies and sending out all sorts of craziness out there, and we won't get into that. This energy bypasses all of that. So there is no interference that can happen by anything out there. This energy remains pure. Am I correct in that then?
That's very prudent. That is correct, yes.
Wow.
That is correct.
That in itself is amazing. So yes, there's no way to adulterate this energy.
That's correct. This energy can pass through any object. If I were to treat somebody and somebody would provide me their photograph, and then they would hide in a bank vault, this energy would penetrate through a bank vault and would destroy the pathogens in their body, regardless of whether they are in a bank vault or not. Meaning what? Scalar energy can actually tunnel through any, it will actually find its way through any physical barrier. Nothing seems to impede this energy.
So, wow, that's just amazing. Nothing can distort the wave pattern.
Correct. Exactly.
Wow. Exactly.
It's just fascinating. Again, it'd be just, you know, let your mind, as you're doing, let your mind imagine the possibilities here. We have a perfect energy that we can command, that we can control nature with. Scalar energy will allow us in the future to have mastery over the physical universe. One of the messages that Jesus Christ gave me years ago was that initially, Adam and Eve had control over scalar energy. And in so doing, Adam and Eve could assemble matter or disassemble matter. Now, just consider, if we want something, if something is favorable, then we're going to assemble it by way of scalar energy. Mm-hmm. If there's matter that is harmful, something that is a waste product, and we don't want it, then we simply disassemble, we break apart that matter. So the future beckons, and what am I saying? That scalar energy will allow us to assemble everything that we want or disassemble what is harmful. We will have mastery over physical nature, and in so doing, we will be able to create a paradise.
Yeah, indeed. Now, here's an off question. What do you think about those little devices? You know, you hear the scalar pendants and all of those different things. Do you have an opinion on any of those items?
I think that's a step in the right direction. I cannot comment on any of those products on account of the fact that I have not done any research.
Okay.
If those products work, and if they seem to in some way to abet your health, to create a better sense of well-being, and by all means, if they are salubrious, then by all means, I would use those products.
Okay. I think we have another caller, so let's go ahead and take that. Hello.
Sure.
Janice?
Hi. Evige, yes, I have a question.
Can you turn your radio down, please, because I think we can hear it in the background.
I just turned it off.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm wondering, how do you know how much energy to focus on a certain individual? How do you know if it's that powerful and it never diminishes? How do you know, how do you control the amount that it won't damage somebody or might do something that you don't want to have done?
That's a great question. I've developed this instrument and I've put parameters, I've put a governor to this instrument, if you will. And my experience over the past 2 to 3 years with using this instrument and this heightened power is that I am able to direct it, to control it, to break apart germs. And when I instruct the instrument, that's what it will do. The instrument does what I tell it to do, and nothing more and nothing less. I have been able to instruct this instrument to disassemble, again, a collection of over 7,500 germs, pathogens. That is all that I introduce into the instrument. Hence, it is a cause and effect relationship. With that said, and by way of experience, I've only had very successful results from this treatment modality. In essence, I keep my treatments very simple, straightforward, and I repeat my process time and time again. I do not deviate from this standard. I have standardized the treatments, and I have found that this standardized treatment does indeed work for anybody from whatever age you might be, physical makeup, genetic character, etc. The standardized approach that I have, in which I can control this energy, and I can tell it specifically just to break apart germs, pathogens, that with those control measures, I have had great success.
And you have, you mentioned this a little bit earlier about, I guess the common term would be called side effects, but you talked about, for instance, when you are breaking up unwanted bacteria, say, in the stomach or the bowels or something, that you might have, runs or something, diarrhea or something, or you may have the flare-up of, I guess I would say something, for instance, bacteria. You might have an acne flare-up or something as things are brought to the surface. But for side effects, are those the kind of side effects, for the most part, that people would experience?
Yes, and they're benign side effects, if we're going to use that term.
Temporary.
Now, let me explain.
You know what? We're actually running out of time. I can't believe
okay.
It's already flown. So, Tom, if you would, you're offering these specials. Do you want to give out a telephone number or a website? Because we have to wrap it up. I thank you, Janice, for calling in. But we'll
you're
do
welcome.
This again.
God bless.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
We have, quickly, we have three packages. We have a package for a family of three, a family of five, and then a family of seven people. And
okay.
These packages...
Oops. There we go. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem. These packages are, again, on Advija's website. It's www.selfhealgo.com/advij.html.
Okay. On that, I think we are done. So I want to thank you, Tom. I would love to have you on again. This has been so informative.
Please.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. Blessings to you.
Blessings. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Advija. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Advija. Namaste.